Conditions again for Wednesday at a high of 51.
All right, thanks, Chuck. Yesterday we topped at 62. We've got half an inch in the rain gauge here. Light rain continues. 62 degrees at KVOE Live.
And local.
And our headlines this morning, a service of ESB Financial, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Call 342-3454 for details on how ESB can help you bank better. Bank local with ESB Financial. Good morning. It's 850.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Glad to have with us here on the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line the latest deans, as announced late last week for Emporia State University. Sarah Schwertfeger, Dean of the Teachers College. Tim Burnett, Dean of the School of Science and Mathematics.
Yeah, very honored to be joined this morning. Dr. Schwertfeger, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great this morning.
Well, thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. Honored to be on here this morning.
Well, thank you. Dr. Burnett, how are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. I'm hoping that this interview can last a little longer so I don't have to go out in the rain.
Well, we'll keep you dry as long as we can, Tim. How about
okay.
that?
Outstanding. Well, Tim, what was your reaction after you were announced here as the Dean of the Science and Math Department?
My reaction was a big sigh of relief. the search process lasted quite a long time for my particular search, and I'd gotten to a point where I thought I was going to be somewhere else. But I was very, very glad to get the call, and that we got things worked out pretty quickly.
Well, Tim, let's talk about you and your background, a little bit of history on Tim Burnett, your education. Where'd you come from?
So my PhD is from the University of Kansas Medical Center. So I worked there and did research on reproductive immunology. Before that, I was a high school teacher in the Olathe School District, and graduated my undergraduate degree from Kansas State University. I've been here at Emporia State, I think, around 22 years. Been faculty and department chair, and then served as the interim dean over the last year and a half.
How does your time outside of you know, I guess maybe the higher education time period, specifically say at Olathe East, and also as you mentioned here with KU Med, how does that kind of roll into your maybe your leadership style and some of the things that you would like to be imparted in students through the department?
Yeah, I think just having my whole career in education has, prepared me to be a leader in terms of like understanding what we need to do to really impact students in the classroom. I think my philosophy of teaching has shifted over the years from, as a new teacher trying to figure things out. It was more about what is it that I'm going to teach, and then it shifted into more of, what is it that students actually need to learn, and then are they actually learning it? So just trying to focus on relevance and engagement of students. I really want students to have, through the programs in science and math, to just have an outstanding experience overall, whether in the classroom or outside of the classroom.
So what about the foundation in our science and math department at Emporia State University, Tim? Do you consider it strong?
Yeah, very strong. We have outstanding faculty that just have this long tradition of finding ways to engage students, inviting them to research conferences, helping them organize internships, and again, just paying close attention to what we're doing in the classroom to make sure that it's effective and we can really impact these students in a positive way.
What type of positions, I guess, are available for students that go through science and math at this point in time? It's a question that may seem pretty obvious on its surface, but I'm assuming there's a lot of careers here that people may not realize have connections to either or to both.
Yes, math in particular. Math just it permeates just about every industry, right? So and then for sciences, the one area that we're really trying to push is we haven't been very good at getting students into sort of, more biotech kind of careers directly out of their bachelor's degree. We have a lot of students that go on for master's degrees or PhDs or go into professional schools. We've been really good at that piece, but we're trying to push more and make sure students understand the wide range of opportunities available to them with a bachelor's degree. The other big opportunity, of course, is in science education and math education, and so we're investing about $500,000 a year in trying to really grow that program tremendously. And most of that's going to student scholarships and what we're calling student micro internships, where those students will get opportunities to work with in outreach, to work as tutors, to work as lab assistants during their time here.
Dr. Tim Burnett, the new dean of the Science and Mathematics Department at Emporia State University. And now we shift our attention to Dr. Sarah Schwartfeger. Dr. Schwartfeger was named the new dean of the Emporia State Teachers College, and Emporia State known as a teachers college. That goes way, way, way back. And Sarah, what was your reaction finding out that you have been named dean of the Emporia State Teachers College?
I was very excited to be named the dean. I'm honored to serve Emporia State. I'm a two-time alum here from Emporia State, and it's an honor to just continue the work that we started here and built that foundation on education, and to know, you know, what a big part of the Teachers College that we are here at Emporia State, and how that affects all Kansas teachers, as well as teachers across the nation as we, you know, build some of our online programs. So I was just thrilled to be named.
Sarah, were you interested in administration to a large degree, say, early on in your career, or even before your career got started, or is this something that kind of grew and evolved here as you continued your education career?
You know, I think it grew and evolved. If you would have asked me 25-some years ago when I first became that first-year teacher here in Emporia Public Schools, you know, where do you see yourself in a few years? I don't know that this would have been the answer that you would have gotten. But I think just, you know, being a part of public education through Emporia Public Schools and then moving here to Emporia State, just having that opportunity to continue to lead educators and to be have that seat at the table and continue those conversations, my passions have just kind of grown with that as I've walked through my career.
Let's learn a little bit more about Sarah. You did mention you have taught here in the Emporia Public School, USD 253. A little bit about your history, Sarah, where you came from.
Absolutely. So my most recent degree, I have my PhD from Kansas State University in curriculum and instruction and in math education. I have 2 degrees from Emporia State, my master's degree and my bachelor's degree. I taught here in Emporia Public Schools for 15 years. Lowther North, and then a couple of years at Riverside and Timmerman. Then I moved here to Emporia State, and I've been here about 11 years. I've worked in several different capacities over here in the Teachers College. I've been the director of our professional development school. I work in our graduate elementary education STEM program. Then I've been the department chair and then the associate dean, and now the dean of the Teachers College.
What is it that still drives you about being involved in education, Sarah, and helping to craft the next, really, several generations of teachers to come?
You know, I think that's one of the keys right there, is you get to see your effect. When I walk into my classroom here at Emporia State and I see the students, you know, sitting in front of me, I get to affect all of their lives. But then they go out every single day during that senior year into their student teaching, into those experiences, and then they're affecting so many other students too. So just looking at that multiplier effect that we have, and how, you know, when we have those good teachers walking out of Emporia State, they're able to change so many lives every single day. And I think that's what keeps me excited about, you know, working in this role, working with future teachers, working with current teachers. You know, one of our other big programs are our graduate programs, so teachers that are already in the field are coming back to get those additional licenses and credentials. So just to be able to see all of that multiplier effect with all of the students across Kansas is just something that is really exciting.
Well, the respect Emporia State has as a teachers college institution is rich. Going back to the very beginning of Emporia State, Sarah, what sets Emporia State apart as a teacher's college? Why is it so widely respected?
Yeah, so we've got big shoes to fill, and we just keep answering the call. So it is very respected. We're known as a teacher's college. We hire amazing faculty. I think one of the things that sets us apart is all of our education faculty must have experience in teaching in public or private schools. That kind of seems silly to think about it, and people would say, well, of course that's true, but there are people that can get a PhD in curriculum instruction or those kinds of fields and actually not have the actual application of teaching in public schools. So that is one set of criteria that really sets us apart here at Emporia State, is we have those faculty that have the theoretical knowledge, they have the degrees, they have the licenses, but they have that application. They have gone out and they've sat in a classroom and had 25 kindergartners looking at them, and they know how to handle all of those situations. I think we have that national reputation. We really are able to align our curriculum with the standard that's required by our state. And Kansas has really high standards. So then that is also reflected in the nation when we have teachers that graduate here and want to go teach in another state. It's a lot easier once you get that teaching license here in Kansas to transfer it to other states, because Kansas in general has those high standards also. So I think that both of those reasons are things that sort of set us apart here in Kansas.
All right. Well, Sarah, congratulations on your appointment.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning. We appreciate that.
Thank you so much. We're excited to visit with you today.
All right, Dr. Burnett, again, congratulations on your appointment as well.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for visiting with us. We appreciate it. Yeah, thanks to them both. Good to talk to Dr. Tim Burnett, who is the new dean of the Emporia State School of Science and Mathematics, and Dr. Sarah Schwartfeger, the new dean of the Emporia State Teachers College. Chuck?
Yes, indeed. Don't forget, tomorrow we've got another education interview as we have our monthly Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder. That'll be at 8:20 on KVUE and KVUE.com. Big Thursday as well. It's because we'll have the National Teachers Hall of Fame radio auction 6:05 p.m. right here on KVUE.
Live and local, it's 901.
Human Regional Health is excited to announce our new OBGYN services coming January 2025.